Red light cameras are still a possibility, although several Charlotte City Council members said last night they were hesitant about bringing back the program. That was after City Manager Marcus Jones explained his rationale for advising against reinstating the program. WFAE's Lisa Worf was at the council meeting, and she joins me now. First, Lisa, why did Jones say he was against it?
Because Jones says the city has a more holistic plan for improving traffic safety. He pointed to the city's plan known as Vision Zero, which calls for a variety of measures, including improving the design of streets and intersections and adding sidewalks.
This is a tool, but there are so many other things that are also happening now that you may want to invest more in the future.
No, he didn't get specific on that. He also provided some data on traffic accidents. Jones said over the past 5 years in Charlotte, about 22% of fatal crashes were at intersections with traffic signals, and 11 of them were right-angle crashes or T-bone collisions that red light cameras are supposed to deter.
As far as cost, how much would it take to bring back the cameras?
Well, cost was part of the reason the city ended the program in 2006. The cameras were taken down after an appeals court ruled that 90% of the revenue generated from citations had to go to school systems. The cameras were also really unpopular. The city estimates bringing them back would cost the city about $1 million a year.
So how did council members react to Jones' comments then?
A couple council members said they were outright against bringing back the red light cameras. A few others expressed concerns about the prospect. Ed Driggs told Jones this.
I'm with you on this, but I will tell you that if we were going to give any serious thought to implementing a program like that, I'd need to see a lot more data.
Mayor Pro Tem Julie Isolt said she thinks council should consider the program, saying it's worth it if it prevents deaths.
And did anyone mention the program's unpopularity?
No, that didn't come up. The discussion ended with Mayor Vialiles asking Jones to come back to council with specific alternatives to improve safety.
That's WFAE's Lisa Worf. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.